So just a quick question this morning. Who here has ever seen the movie Snow White? Can you raise your hand? Yeah, most of us have seen that movie. It came out in 1937, and it was a movie about a young princess who had lost both her parents and was made to live with her evil stepmother, who happened to be the queen. And the queen was fearful one day that Snow White's beauty would outdo her own, and so she forced Snow White to work as a lowly maid. And so afraid was the evil queen at being second place in the beauty contest, the queen would go to the magic mirror every day, and I'm sure you all know it. You can say it with me. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? And it is good when the answer is the queen. Unfortunately, however, one day the magic mirror says that Snow White is the fairest, and so the queen sets out to eliminate the competition. Now, can you imagine being so driven by what others think about you that you would kill in order to protect your standing? I mean, it almost seems outlandish, right? It is just a Disney cartoon, isn't it? However, you know, in our world today, people constantly evaluate themselves and evaluate others in areas like attractiveness and wealth, intelligence and success. They determine their own social and personal worth and value by how they stack up against others. The former President Theodore Roosevelt once called comparison the thief of joy, and I think Teddy was onto something. Now, even though sometimes comparing ourselves may lead us to find the motivation to improve, most often what happens is that we experience feelings of deep dissatisfaction, we experience guilt, and even remorse. And Jesus spoke on this in Matthew chapter 6 during the longest recorded sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. Now, the Message translation is not my normal go-to translation for preaching or sermon preparation, but I do enjoy reading it devotionally. It has this incredible knack of hitting you right in between the eyes. And so hear these words of Jesus this morning. Has any one of you, by fussing in front of the mirror, ever gotten taller by so much as an inch? All that time and money wasted on fashion, do you think it makes that much of a difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen such color and design quite like it? The 10 best men and women in the country look shabby alongside of them. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It cuts a little bit close, doesn't it? You know, church, where we're at this morning, church should be the place where we are free to be our authentic selves. Right? Church is that place where there should be no mirrors and no comparisons. Apparently, it's raining outside. Right, this is the place where we should be free to take off the masks that we wear and be open and vulnerable to one another. Unfortunately, experience and fear, they keep us from doing that. And so we put on a good show in front of each other so that you won't see what's really happening behind the veil. You know, the discipline of simplicity at its heart is stripping away the exterior masks so that our inward self can experience freedom and liberation. It is the invitation given to follow Jesus and Jesus alone. But if we're honest, it can be very difficult to do that because there are so many things in our lives that compete for first place. Our work lives, our personal lives, our church lives, right? They all compete with one another, vying to be first place. Now, that's just what we can see. Because many, if not all of us, also have this shadow self. And the shadow self is that part of us that seeks control and seeks recognition. Now, here's the problem. Our lives have gotten simply way too complicated because we don't have a primary life that guides us. Now, we were never meant to multitask on who we are going to be. From the very beginning, when God created us, he wanted all of us. He gave us everything, and in order, all God asked for was that he would be first in our lives. Now we know how the story turns out, right? Adam and Eve, they wanted more than just God. Adam and Eve wanted control. But instead of control, what they got was complications. And they became a prisoner of a complicated life. We became a prisoner of a complicated life. And instead of experiencing peace with God, we've become servants to a lifestyle. And so if we're interested in uncomplicating our lives, the answer lies within simplicity. Now, like everything else we've been talking about this past fall, with these practices, these holy habits, it is a discipline. Right? Simplicity is a choice where we make to live into a deeper spiritual life and to walk away from the influences of this world. So here's our scripture this morning I want us to take a look at from Luke chapter 16. This is what Jesus says. Whoever can be trusted with a little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with little will also be dishonest with much. So if you've not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will you trust with worldly riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. You know, the world around us has been affecting the way that we think. The world around us calls us to live a life that we are not called to live. It has slowly and deliberately and steadily dismantled the morality of Scripture. Right? It's now been normalized that people live together outside of marriage. The world has made homosexuality a cause to fight for. We have made abortion, or they have made abortion, into a matter of personal preference. They've called greed noble. They've convinced people that saying Jesus is the only way to heaven is actually a form of hate speech. And they have systematically and patiently sought to marginalize Christian values. And in response to that, Jesus summons us to diligent and strategic and focused discipleship. He is calling us to take action. He's calling us back to simplicity. He's calling us to make him the center of our lives, the single choice that we make. Jesus is telling us that we cannot multitask in our obedience. Right? We cannot live with our feet in one world and in another. You cannot have two masters, or three, or four. Now, on the surface, what this scripture is telling us is that we have to make a choice between God and money. Now, there's nothing wrong with money on the surface, right? We all use it. We need it to live. We need money to pay bills and buy chocolate. All the important stuff, right? That's what we use money for. But Jesus says, look, you have to make a choice. Are you going to love and serve God, or are you going to love and serve money? But I think this idea that Jesus shares goes even deeper than simply talking about money. Now, the word being used for money in the Greek is this word called, mammonos. Mammonos. And mammonos refers to possessions, earnings, or gains. And it also carries with it this sense that we have it, or we own it. And so when Jesus says no one can serve two masters, he is saying that we can either cling to God or we can cling to what we believe belongs to us. Now, let me repeat that. We can either cling to God or we can cling to what we believe belongs to us. Because there's so much in our lives that we can cling to instead of God. We can evaluate ourselves with that same magic mirror and wonder who is the fairest, who is the most popular, who is the happiest, who is going on the coolest vacation. But when it comes right down to it, what does it really matter in the light of eternity? What does it profit a person to gain the whole world and yet lose their very soul? And it's in these types of moments, right, when we are comparing ourselves, the enemy comes and whispers into our ears, look how much better that person has it. Look at all of what they've got. We forget whose we are. We need to remember that we are called to choose to serve God alone. We can become so consumed by work that we begin to see it as our identity. Our ability to work, you know, look at what I can do, look at what I can accomplish, look at all the people that count on me. Jesus says, remember, you must make a choice. We must choose how we will invest our lives. You cannot live pursuing the things of the world and lay up treasures in heaven at the same time. It is one or the other. And so when I think of simplicity, I think the question this morning for us all is, which master are you going to serve? The things you think you possess, or will you serve God? Will you seek the applause of men, or do you want to hear the well done, good and faithful servant from the Father? Will we put our focus on earth, or will we put our focus on heaven? And there are many in our world today who think you can do both. But Jesus says they're wrong. We cannot multitask in our obedience. It is either one or the other. There is no in between. And we have to make that choice consciously. Because even if we don't make it consciously, we make it unconsciously. Now, it tells us in Luke chapter 4 that Jesus came to set the prisoners free. Right? Jesus came to set us free from those things that complicate our lives. Jesus came to set us free from the things we think belong to us, that we grip onto, that we hold onto. Jesus came to set us free so that we would receive our evaluations from him and him alone. That the only opinion that truly matters in life is the opinion of our Father in heaven. In church, our opinion of our Father in heaven is that he sent his Son for you. God the Father felt that you were so important that he sent his one and only Son to die for you, so that if you would believe in the Son, God the Father would give you eternal life. And so this morning, as we receive communion, as you receive the bread and receive the cup, hear the invitation to uncomplicate your lives. Jesus, what I really need is you. Jesus, what I need is what you give me. Jesus, the opinion that I need most is your opinion about me. Help me live for an audience of one. Help me live for Jesus and Jesus alone. Let's pray together. Jesus, we pray for simplicity. Free us, Lord, from comparisons. Free us from clinging to things. Remind us that you are the one that set us free. Remind us that you are the one that we live for. Jesus, we choose you. We choose you. It's in your name, O Savior, that we pray. Amen.